comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Radio BAM Series 28 Facts and Shitburn just showed up. Shitburn.
Hey, Shitburn.
Jesse Mejeras, April Mejeras, Chad I. Ginsburg, Novak. Novak.
What do you have to say? You say my name in such disgust.
Because
why?
I made a painting of you today.
Yeah.
And it's you barfing, and in the barf it says no filter, which is what you don't have.
Because I don't believe there should be. Why beat around the bush in life? It's fucking pointless. And
you were
a waste
getting
of time.
You were getting ready to tell my mom what I accidentally did to Kiki the cat.
You know your guy's family pet you grew up with that this little dipshit loved his whole life as well as you? Yeah, well, one day when
the spaghetti-eating cat?
Nah, yeah, well, whatever. That cat was a lot of things, and I'm going to tell you right now what he really was.
I don't even need to know that from you.
He needed to jerk off to a porn one day, so he starts jerking off.
And Kiki, the cat walked by. I came on the cat.
He came all over Kiki.
I came on the cat.
That is so gross.
In the middle
your
of...
Your son did it, not me.
Are you telling me that?
Because he has no fucking filter. That's my whole point of the painting.
All right, Mom.
No, you do need a filter.
Why, though?
Courtesy wipe.
You know Dad's office, and there's that little closet that he keeps paperwork in?
Right.
Well, Bam and Rab designated that closet at one point as the jerk-off closet.
You know what? They told me
and
that
there was just a fucking
ago.
TV in there with porn playing nonstop.
I thought that was just for the show.
No, it was on repeat.
They loop porn. And that was
I know why I never go in there.
That's what happens when you're 19 and you're with your friends. You have porno
going on. That still happens now for you, idiot. You're a sex addict. What are you talking about, dude? This idiot just bought a gravesite for his dick that he fucks six times a day and jerks off three. That's nine times a day this idiot comes.
A gravesite.
Because I'm taking naked photos of Wiki, then I want to bang out because I'm stoked on all the photos. Then I go print them, then I'm re-stoked out. Then I have to bang out again. Then we go to the sex shop because of the photos, and then now I'm re-stoked out.
What do you think about
and
this?
And then when I'm getting ready to go to bed, I have to jerk off to think about it all.
It's a vicious cycle.
I guess I feel so happy that you're so comfortable with your mother.
Well, you know what? Jess said it best. It's a vicious cycle, just like drugs. So, but here's my question.
You're on them, and you're an idiot
because
your girlfriend wakes up and wants to fuck, she likes morning sex. I talked to her all about it.
I did it. What are you doing?
Sounds like
you know a little more than I do.
You're the asshole that goes,
babe, I'm sleeping. I just catch you,
but Novak, I have to go to work to pay the bills that I mostly pay for this house.
You're such a liar.
And I feel like fucking before I go to work.
Well, I'm sleeping.
That's you.
Hang around, you moron.
You turned
down. What's wrong with you?
I don't. I swear to God. Dude,
this is like reverse. Most guys are like,
I'm getting ready to go to work. I want to fuck.
Yeah, I'm sleeping, babe.
Well, what the fuck? We're married. You're not going to fuck me. We're dating.
The morning is the best time.
I fuck in the morning, you idiots.
More stuff than I need to know.
Once I come. Wait. Once I come, I'm done.
Shut up, Novak. I don't want to hear
anything. Listen, Abe. Once I come.
Well, I feel good much better for you.
People want to know this. What?
Once I come.
It's every show. Who needs to know?
Yeah, but there's new news.
Oh, what's new?
Turn the new news on.
We're trying to find out.
Function. This is serious. It's the new news on 41 Function.
It's like Groundhog Day with you, Novak.
Well, the thing is I come, since I hung out with your son lately, since I've been off pills, I come maybe twice, three times tops a day.
He said he's off the pills.
I come once a day. Your son has a libido the size of a fucking elephant, man. Like, he just comes all day, every day.
Elephants do that?
I mean, the size of an elephant, I'd imagine that.
Novak said, since I've been off the pills.
The bills. Yeah. He's never had any bills.
I got bills now, and I do.
Unless he comes over here and steals them.
Fucking A, man.
Why'd you get a haircut, shit?
Yeah.
It was itching. Plus, I had shit stuck.
I had lice.
I might have.
You went from looking like the Big Lebowski, and now you look like a cop.
Yeah, well, freeze, motherfucker, freeze.
Sheriff Shitbird in the house.
Abe, did you hear about this New Orleans flight home?
No.
When I almost got arrested for jumping in the pool?
Oh, I heard about jumping in the pool.
Yeah, I jumped in the pool with my clothes on. And then they tried to arrest me because it was Mardi Gras.
You know,
and
the
police are just
stuff that
the
keeps
police just
me
wanna,
up all night.
Yeah, then they wanted to tase me, and I could get electrocuted and die.
While you were in the pool,
and everybody in the pool could.
And die. The only thing I'm harming, is my clothes getting faded. I go, oh, you're gonna arrest me for swimming with my clothes on? I'm not harming anybody. And if my dad's fat, and if he was here at a hotel guest, he would be swimming in a t-shirt. And his shorts. The only difference is I have pants on and shoes.
But why would they tase you because you're in the pool?
Because it's Mardi Gras. They think everybody's going mayhem, ape shit, which they kind of are.
The real reason why they wanted to tase them is because four cops turn into eight turn into 16, 16, 20.
Because they're trying to get me out of the pool, and I go, catch me if you can. So I'm doing backstrokes in the middle.
He's like, am I going to get arrested? They're like, yeah. He's like, well, catch me if you can. And not one of those fucking pigs wanted to get wet.
Anytime that Bam is with you anywhere, I know some bad thing is going to happen. I lay awake all night long just worrying about the phone call I might get or TMZ the next day or something.
Any press is good press, babe.
No, it isn't.
My favorite is when I read on TMZ or Perez Hilton or something. Bam Margera has been arrested for speeding in his Lamborghini on the Philadelphia Turnpike. I said, well, first off, there's no fucking Philadelphia Turnpike. It doesn't exist. But then I called his phone just to see if he was answer, and he did. And I said, dude, you okay? You need me to come pick you up from the police station or whatever? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, I just read on Perez Hilton that you're arrested. They're like, where are you? He's like, I'm eating pancakes. Like, someone
it's
just
an IHOP thing.
Invented out of thin air that he got arrested.
Like, I don't know much about.
And it went on the internet.
Some of the stuff I read, it seems like the stuff I read.
I forgot the whole moral of this New Orleans shit.
Oh, I thought
so anyway.
There was a moral?
Yeah, there is a moral.
Oh, my God.
So, at this point, I've been from Philly. This is all in 2 weeks.
The air flight.
Philly to London to Portugal. Drove to Porto Novo. Then drove to fucking Madrid. Then from there, flew Bangladesh. Then New Orleans. Then home for a day. San Francisco. Fucking Perth, Australia. Melbourne. Sydney. Adelaide. Then Cancun. And then home.
I know.
So I'm flying all over, and I'm just so fed up with it. So.
Oh, you're fed up?
I'm fed up, too.
Yeah. I'm sick of him.
Shut the fuck up. You just, you know
I
what?
You.
You know why people are sick of you? Because you just go, Chess, can I have a smoke?
No, we're sharing like one.
How could you be sick of him? He's your meal ticket half the time.
So, Abe,
on this day I was.
I'm drunk on the flight.
Big time.
And Novak's sitting next to
me. I'm sober. Admit it.
Whatever, dude. I don't remember.
Who cares? It's pointless.
So he's sitting next to me on the flight, and I'm sleeping and talking in
Let
my
me
sleep.
Explain.
Go ahead.
All right. So I have to go meet my pro officer the next day for
the first time.
He's made us miss three flights. Now, if I miss his next flight, I'm not going to meet my pro officer, which means I go back to prison for a year. So I'm like, you know what, Bam?
Oh, Bam. You could have maybe saved us all.
He's threatening me to stay in Texas, which I hate for the night. I'm like, dude, I love you. I wish I could stay with you, but my life's on the line. I have to leave. So I leave him at TGI Fridays. I go on the plane, not even thinking he makes it. Somehow, I sit in my seat. I start to go to sleep. I see this stumbling gypsy come walking up the aisle. He's got this big gypsy hat on, his fucking gypsy big robe on, and he's just out of it. And then I happen to be sitting around a group of psychologists that are going to Philadelphia for a conference. They study minds. They're going to Philly for a conference.
Oh my God, this is getting better.
He starts walking past me, and I'm like, fuck, that's my best friend.
So, not one psychologist. They're all around us.
And I have an empty seat next to me. I'm like, dude, he's drunk. Like, I can't.
Well, you guys are like a science experiment.
I'm like, I can't let my best friend walk past me. Like, here, I'm like, bam.
I walk past, and I'm still looking for. Yeah.
And he's like, he sees me, and I just try to be nice. He's like, move over, I'm sitting here. So he sits down, and his hat says, he has a fucking gypsy hat on. A fedora, and it says Taliban.
Yeah,
number one.
That's not good at an airport.
Number two, he gets on his phone.
Starts. Once I notice that people are uncomfortable with seeing Taliban because they're staring at it, that's when I start speaking Finnish on the
phone. So he gets on his cell phone.
So I make a fake phone call, and I just to fucking freak him out more. I go like this, exactly like this. They're staring at me,
big time.
Mata gadam bemi moi.
Oh, dude,
Mita.
I'd be.
Mayu want paska and katuna tuska.
His hat's a Taliban.
Antarctic.
Guess what?
Hiliton korve koloton hirve. Moi, 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 moi. Doxing katalofiko, moi.
Do you have box
So then he hangs his phone up. Then he has his fucking. He has his Chuck Towers on. He kicks his shoe way up the aisle. And he keeps screaming at me to find him. Now, I'm losing my mind because I have to go see my parole officer. I'm going back to prison tomorrow in my mind.
Well, good.
And he's like, go get my shoe. I'm like, dude, that's not my fucking job. You kicked it off. You get it. It's no. And now they're staring at us so hard.
I fly to New Orleans to not get my shoe.
Go get my shoe. And then one of the ladies go find his shoe because we're fighting so much. So they bring it back. He thanks her very nicely. And now he starts falling asleep and he starts twitching and he's like doing like this. And I have to keep putting his hands down so he doesn't hit someone.
I've seen that.
And then in the mid sleep, he reaches over. Ape, your son started jerking me off.
You know what?
Ape, listen.
Let me fucking talk.
Before you start talking, let me. So I'm going, fuck Bangladesh. I didn't go there. And New Orleans. I'm sick of traveling. Talking in my sleep. Then I wake up to jerking Novak off. And
God.
No, listen.
True story.
Are you
this,
kidding?
And this is why I think why. Because
why?
When I'm sleeping, I'll just start
You're
going like this. I'll feel it. Shut up, faggot. I'll feel an ass. Then I'll feel. Then I'll wake up, and that's probably what happened. But maybe I thought that his dick was my dick. Then I woke up and I go, oh my God, what am I doing? But what the hell just happened?
The thing.
Why didn't you stop me, homo?
Because of this right here. You were dead asleep, and I was awake, and I just
sober. Let him do it, guys.
And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It's going to be a great story in the morning.
Where was that's that? Why?
You yeah. guys.
You probably wanted to get jerked off by a dude, homo.
I was sober. Not that day.
You were sober.
A psychiatrist. She was right next to us. And then, you know what? They thought we were so crazy. When we got the plane, she's like, where are you guys going? You want to come to a bar with us? See? You know what I mean? Like, it's that backwards.
You know when fans say, dude, I need to get a picture with you, dude. No homo. You should just start saying, bam, let me get a picture with you. Homo.
Homo.
All homo.
All homo. No homo. Fuck no homo. That, all homo.
That's immediately what I assume when somebody's like, yo, man, like, I'm not like some crazy stalker or whatever. Like, just that you said that.
You're thinking about
now
that.
Now I think that.
Just so you know, I'm not a crazy stalker or nothing. Yeah. I'd never, like, go to your house and peek over the gate and then try to sneak over. It's like, now I'm picturing you doing this.
You're thinking
you're a
about
creep.
It.
Just like because you, sand, you
like,
said it.
A picture and be like, I'm not thinking about your ass, dude, so don't think I am.
Or like, yeah, to a girl. Like, just so you know, like, not saying about your boobs or anything, but those things are pretty. It's like
that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah, obviously.
Vinnie Paul, may
I interject?
Vinnie
for
Paul,
a second?
The best thing on the plane though. When I was walking in passing, I hear this. He wakes up out of his like drunken coma and he just goes, "Yo, man, hand me that room service menu." Like he thought he was in a fucking hotel.
He's on the flight.
He's on the plane. He didn't even know he was on a plane.
No, he asked
like,
the steward,
"Hand me the room service menu."
Yeah, what'd they say?
They're like, "There is no room." Yeah, what kind of hotel doesn't have room service? We're on an airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are? Then when he landed, Vinnie Paul from Pantera, now he's in Hell Yeah, he gets off the plane, gets in the car, and we're in the car going. Or not a car, it was a bus, a big-ass tour bus. And he's like, tells everyone, yo, when we get on the flight, and then once we land, I'm taking everybody out to Lobsters.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
we landed.
What flight?
Yeah, we
the
just
flight
took
to Perth.
Flight.
It's like we just took it for five hours. You were on it.
He thought we were on the bus to go to the airport.
To go to the airport.
We're
going to the hotel now. We've landed.
Yeah. Is that loads of alcohol or pills or both?
What I asked him.
All of the above.
I don't know. You know.
No, it cracks me up when Bam says to me, well, Mom, you know, I was in here, and then I went to Spain, and I went to here, and like, I don't know this. Like 3 o'clock in the morning, anytime he's traveling, I get a phone call. Mom, I need my visa number card. I need this number, and the car that the rental car that I was driving got towed, and it has all my artwork into it.
In
so
Spain.
Can you call this guy? His name is Uli Boo Boo Hubigiga, and I need and here's his phone number. And you know what?
Can you call the rental car company in Spain and deal with it?
And
in West.
No. So now
I couldn't even deal with it there because, dude, the worst was She's speaking Spanish to me, and I'm speaking English to her. And I go, look, why would I pay for a $600 bill for a car that isn't fucking mine? Why would I have keys to a car that I'm clicking and I'm seeing it beep? Why will you not give it to me?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you know
because
what?
You don't have proper documentation.
In the meantime,
I have something that says Hertz with my fucking name on it. It's a rental car. I'm in Spain. I don't live here.
In the meantime.
And she's arguing back. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. We're wasting our time.
Well, do you know what? In the meantime.
That sounds like a song.
I'm still dealing with the shit show that's in, Spain. I'm trying to get his credit cards. I'm trying to call the hotel. I'm trying to do this. Moved on to Bangladesh. Yeah, yeah. And he's missed his flight.
And forgot all about that shit.
And he's missed his flight. He's calling me at 3 a.m.
For another problem.
And he's like, Mom, I missed my flight in Bangladesh. Do you think you could get me? I'm like, I'm still working back in Spain. And then he's calling me from India. I got a problem in India. And I'm like, I got a problem here. I left. Oh, now I'm in Australia and I left all my artwork. Can you find it in Australia? It didn't make the bus. And I'm like, I am going to jump off a building.
I want to jump off a building because my best painting I left in that car.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Here's and
what
a pair of very good boots.
Now, every
boots.
Single time
and
you
And Nikki's nice-ass jacket.
He's the only guy who knows how to tie.
And the Lacrimis Profunda CD.
Okay, well, while he's having Profunda
CD.
And smokes. I'm...
Who wants them smokes?
Yeah.
My phone bill is $1 million while he's calling me wanting to find out where his Turkish cigarettes are.
He's the only guy who knows how to time travel.
Well, did you ever see that movie...
I'm ready to run away.
Did you ever see that movie Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah.
Where they pretend the dead guy is
alive? Right, that's going to be me one day.
Me and Chad had to do that in Finland when through the airport. I was seriously thinking about tying my shoelaces to Bam so that it would look like he was walking.
I hear you.
We did that in Australia as well.
Yeah.
It's like frightening.
I think he's thinking of Australia.
Dude, what the hell?
No, it was definitely Finland. You got on the plane being dragged from the front of the airport all the way to the gate and onto the plane.
The only reason you got on the plane
on your back,
was because
by your feet.
The airport security guy was the guy doing security for the movie. And he just let us on.
Oh, you want to talk about being drunk and saying stupid shit? Your friend does, dude, so rad that you played Viking Skull on Twitter, dude. Straight
did
up.
I really say
Jeff,
that?
You told me
you
13
annoyed.
Times.
Did I?
And
really, 13? Well, I'll tell you 14, Fred does. You fucking tweeted about Viking Skull. I'm in that bear.
Yeah.
I'm in that bear. I know. You told me 14 times. It's now 15. I'll tell you 16 times, Fred Durst.
He told Brent from Mastodon, too.
You said to Twitter.
It really was.
Listen to Viking Skull. Because, and I played drums in that.
And Jeff,
I fucking know,
dude,
Jeff.
It really was, like, unbelievable. Like,
yes. Okay, let me tell you about
just because that guy tweeted it, like, there was a million
I want to tell you about my worst flight ever.
Let me hear it. Let's hear Abe's worst flight.
My worst flight. I almost got arrested. In Nice, France, with Vito and Bam. Okay? Of course, Vito was being, you know,
how's it
Vito.
Spelled?
V-I-T.
No, Nice.
Nice. Nice.
How's it spelled?
Nice.
N-I-C-E.
Nice.
Shouldn't that be
we
nice?
Were on our
he
way to Paris.
Up on that.
No, we were on our way to Paris, and he was pretending to be the Taliban, trying to open the door while we were in flight.
Vince?
Okay, Vince, okay? He ate the bag of peanuts with the peanuts and the bag, okay?
I gave him 100 euros to eat the bag.
He would do any. He's such a little. Oh, my
and
God.
Wash it down with
and then
Tabasco.
I saw him shit it out 2 days later.
Ew.
And heard it.
Yeah,
ew.
It was a foil bag. It was a foil bag. But
it's like a parachute.
No, the whole time he's saying that he's the Al-Qaeda, but in the meantime, he buys him a bottle of Chanel No. 5 and Vito takes the lid off and drinks the whole thing. To wash down
and
peanuts.
And you wonder why he's so unhealthy.
Right, and then I come over to him and tell him what a big piece of hoo-hoo he is. Right?
Awesome smell of shit he is.
I bought a $60 bottle of Chanel perfume and he drank it all.
To wash down the bag.
It was the only time his breath actually
to wash a fucking
good.
Aluminum Pop-Tart bag down is what it
he
was.
He did. And then he wonders why he has a hole in his stomach. I don't know what. Hole in my stomach.
Maybe because you eat Pop-Tarts, like, drink perfume, and then you drink a bottle of hot sauce at Hooters for fucking $50.
No. Well, you know what? Well, maybe if you would stop waving dollar bills in front of me. Here's a dollar,
it makes
Vito.
Me laugh.
I guess.
And then I get on film, and then I get money.
But
it
what about
me nuts.
What about he just lost a toe because he was too late lazy to bend over to infect it. To insect it to see if there's a problem.
Or
insect or disinfect. You should be a rapper. He couldn't even insect or disinfect it because he was too fat to bend over, and now he lost a toe. And that wasn't even on film.
Vito lost his fucking pinky.
No, you can't tell him
something. Bend over.
You can't tell him something. We had no idea that he had anything wrong with his toe. He waited till it fell off.
He just ignores it.
Man.
It's like those teenage girls that get pregnant and they just think that if they ignore it, it'll go away.
And then they fucking pop out of their pussy while they're taking a piss.
Now, let me tell you something. There's not enough money to pay me to be the nurse to take care of his toe. No way.
Just ignore it. I got diabetes. I'll just ignore it.
He said the best way to lose weight is to bleed out.
That's like...
He's the only idiot.
Remember that?
No.
Bleed out. You lose weight. Bleed out.
He chews up his food and spits it out. Do you remember that time in Florida when he threw it all under the table?
No.
It's so embarrassing.
First of all, was he trying to like lose weight?
Yeah, he says, I'll chew it up and not swallow it.
This is what he would do. It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
He would fucking...
order
a cheesesteak.
Oh, my God.
He would take a big, massive bite, chew it. Suck on it. Then just spit it right the fuck back onto the plate. And everybody in the restaurant would be like,
oh my
fucking
God.
Ew.
There was one time.
There'd be a massive plate of chewed up food.
There was like, one time. No. One time we all went out to dinner and he got his veal scallopini. So Phil gets it. He gets his take home thing and the next day he's having lunch and he's eating this. He goes, this doesn't taste right. And Boop is like, oh my God, you have Vito's chewed up.
Who was eating it? Who was eating it?
Phil.
He's an idiot.
God.
He thought it was chicken cheesesteak.
Dude, remember when we were in Ocean City and he ate all these Viagras
so
one night thinking he was going to get laid? He had no options. He just ate them to eat them because he was going to get laid.
He would eat Viagras when it's like all dudes.
We walk into his his hotel room the next morning. What did we see? Remember that?
A hard on.
Remember that? Remember? We walked into his hotel room. His fucking dick is skyrocketing.
I broke into his room.
Tell a story.
Wait, didn't he order pizza or something?
Yeah, there was pizza. We went there for pizza.
We went there, I had his room key, so I opened up the room key. He's sleeping with a rock hard heart on with the blanket underneath him so you can totally just see it. And all I wanted to do was eat pizza.
And he got so mad that we broke him for pizza.
Didn't he order the pizza and fall asleep?
Yeah.
So the whole thing was
but
there?
But he thought he was going to get pussy when he didn't get... After he ate four Viagras, didn't get any pussy, he ordered like eight pizzas. So we knew there was pizza. We go in there, we see him with a fucking rock hard dick.
Ew,
under these tighty whiteys shooting out of the side of the tighty whiteys. And he's like, what the... He's like, you're my fucking nephew. You don't even belong here looking at my dick. We're like, Vincey, what are you doing? Like,
And all the pizza's got a hole in the center, right?
God.
I love it wherever.
So wrong. Can't we change the subject somehow?
Dude, no matter what restaurant, it's like, I'll take the veal scallopini. Sir, that's not on the menu. Well, it is now because I want it. Like, he just expects whatever restaurant to make him veal scallopini.
To cater to him.
Yeah, even though they probably don't have any veal or anything. Like, he's like, well, make it happen. That's what I want.
Where did Ruthie go?
She went to go get you stuff.
Yeah. A.K.A.
You need a new printer in.
Let's ask her if she's on a drug run.
I'm calling Ruthie.
She's on a... Dude, she's
probably
made.
At
she
Best
went to
Buy.
Get you cigarettes.
Find out what... Yeah, no, well,
she
tell went, her time is a-wasted.
She went to Delaware, and then she came back.
She's
going
to be hours.
And then she has to go to Best Buy, and she's going to come back. She's on drug run.
She's hours.
No, that's just interview her. Hold on.
All right.
She takes a long time to go.
Yeah, that's called drug run.
No, it isn't. She just drives slow.
It's a good thing to talk about on a radio.
Hold this up. Hold this up to your mic.
It's an obvious joke, though.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, I'm serious.
Who are you calling? Boof?
Hold it the other way, Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Hello?
Ruthie.
Hey.
Where are you at right now? You're on Sirius 41 Fuck Off. Where are you at?
I'm at the motherfucking Wawa in Delaware getting bent.
But you already left to go to Delaware an hour ago, and then you came back.
Why'd you go
to
Delaware?
And then you said you were going to Best Buy.
Tell her word sick about it.
I just got the fuck out of Best Buy.
Tell her to get back your word sick.
I'm at the fucking Wawa, and then I'm going to fucking Bam's house.
Well, your nephew's worried the fuck sick. He can't even breathe right now because you're not here, and he knows
you went all the way to Delaware for no tax.
You're doing drug deals in parking lots of fucking Best Buy. How do we know if you're not going
to
get arrested?
Shut the fuck.
Tell her she just went to Delaware.
Can I go in the Wawa now?
She went to Delaware because she wants to go back to Max Millions.
You went to Delaware because you want to go back to Max Millions.
And see the rats.
Clark
and see the rats.
No.
What are you gonna do? You gonna suck or fuck him first?
Suck him.
Where are you gonna come?
On you.
Where at on me though? What a part of my body?
On your fucking face.
Can I swallow? Or should I spit?
You're gonna swallow.
That's where John Lou is. You wanna
hey. Where's John Little? I need to suck his dick.
That's what? Where John Little is.
What?
I gotta go. I gotta go make another deal.
That's no, where John Little
where's
is.
John Little before you hang up?
John Little.
Down in Marketville Fridge.
I want to suck his dick. Where is he?
I want to suck his dick. Where is he, man?
Do you have any contact
now.
Info?
Do you have any contact info now?
A fax number?
She'll tell you.
Do you have a fax number or email? Pronto?
Fax number. She'll tell you where he's at.
I want to fax him to suck his dick.
Leave the, why don't you use a poor... I need to...
Check the jail.
What?
Check the prison. If he didn't pay $50, he's in jail.
Check the prison.
Why don't you leave the poor man... Well, they.
Why don't you leave the poor girl alone? Bye, boo.
You're on the radio.
Tell me you're sucking her pussy when she gets
here. Ruthie, when you get here, I'm sucking your pussy until it turns dry. What?
Until it turns dry. What a tongue to
your
wet.
Yeah, be quiet. You're starting all kind of trouble. Forget everything you heard.
Tell Ruthie when you start dehydrating, you're going to turn it dry.
Hey, Ruthie.
La, 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 la. Tell Jimmy Clark tonight.
You're going to get naked like Jimmy Clark tonight?
Ruthie, I'm going to get naked and fight in a street fight like Jimmy Clark. So if I
at the Little League baseball field?
Just hang up, Ruth. Save yourself.
I'm meeting at the Middle League baseball field.
Middle League.
If I get caught in a fight, I can just wash it off.
Save yourself and hang up. Hang up.
Are you gonna hang up. If I do that, will you get high and party with me tonight?
Yeah.
Can we fuck?
Bye, Novak.
Novak.
All right, love you.
Don't you know he does this every single day?
Oh, my
day?
God. No wonder she's turning crazy.
He does it every day.
Well, maybe that explains
every day she comes over. I
this
try
is
to
new
her.
To you, isn't it?
I try to fuck her
no,
every day.
No, it's not new to me.
Proof is going a little bit crazy. It's because of menopause, isn't it?
Let me tell you something. Menopause. Everything wrong with women starts with men.
Wait.
Gynecologists.
What else?
Menstrual gynecologists cycle. And
men. Is that what it's because of?
We're the root of all your problems.
Cycle. You guys are.
Menstrual
dude,
cycle.
Well, you fucking bitches fuck us up, too.
Yeah, you make us fucking crazy and want to jump off a bridge.
Excuse me. You were jumping off bridges before you ever thought about anything.
All right. Well, you can't use that.
Yeah, you're not exactly the brightest bulb in the pack. Yeah.
Well, you fucking bitches make us upset.
Oh, really? Well, we save your asses, too.
How do you save us? Well, you do, because if we get too crazy, you bring us back from the ledge.
Let me tell you something. You better say that I save you, because if you say that I don't save
you,
I won't save you anymore.
Apple has, too.
I'll turn my phone off at 3 a.m.
I feel bad from that menopause shit must suck, because I watch Kel's mom doing it, and she's like, oh, I'm sweating, and then, oh, I'm freezing. And like,
let me explain it to you in a nutshell. Just jump into a microwave and hit high, and that's what it feels like. And then you feel like you've been, like, completely electrocuted. And then you feel like you're hot, you're cold, you're psycho,
so it's like
you're
withdrawal.
Crazy.
It's withdrawal.
I guess. It's like going off heroin.
Same thing
as
withdrawal. Well, you know what, everybody? When Apple kicks me out of the house for the 9th time, I have to put on my fucking iPod and listen to I Wish You Wouldn't Jump Up From That Ledge.
Let me tell you something.
Because I want it. I want it, April. Hey, bro, I want it. I want it.
Your son's a cop.
Third Eye Blind.
How do I win it back? I got to listen to fucking Third Eye fucking Blind.
If you are still around when Apple's going through menopause, she's going to have a rifle.
Are you going through menopause already, bitch?
Yeah.
You better not even start.
Dude.
That was good, babe. But you know what, Abe? I like the point you made. Menopause, it's everything begins with a man.
Everything wrong with women begins with men.
Do women take any credit for having a part in the problem? Seriously.
No. No.
Not really.
And they don't need to. Yeah. Women don't need to because men always need women. True to the point.
Yeah, I think. Guys are too
unless
needy.
Unless you're gay like you.
Too needy.
You know, I don't know.
We know everything. We're smarter. We can do it all.
Well, it's not like I've been in the room to talk. I tried to jerk you. I didn't try. I did.
Well,
but you didn't put it to a stop.
I don't, because it was a good story for the
Who
radio.
Who cares about
radio.
A good story? You sound like a bunch of jerks.
Ass serious. They
you sound like a bunch
it.
Of homos.
You do. You sound like a bunch
I've
of homos.
Sucked, I've sucked your son's dick a few times, Abe.
Do you know what? Novak.
Truth be told, he won't.
That's such a lie.
Oh, you're going to lie now?
No.
Novak.
That's a lie. You sniffed the Adderall off at once.
That was
Are you
before,
kidding me?
That was before.
Novak, I read your book. You've already done it all.
That was before I went to prison. I haven't done it since I came home. But I've did like
that
one pump
for my prison days.
I've did like one pump for fun, and you know it.
Oh,
you gonna lie?
Oh
my God!
I'm playing a song. Shut your mouth, Novak.
No.
It's called "Don't Change."
Please change.
It's called "Don't Change."
You're the incest.
You're a psycho.
I love your digital delay.
This is my favorite song right now.
Rock that shit.
God, what is this, a Mother's Day special?
Listen.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, I forgot.
Thanks, I want to jump off a ledge.
Now you want some, forgot.
Don't you jump off from that ledge, my friend.
If you are blah, 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 blah.
Radio Bam thing. Faction.
The internet is ruining relationships.
I agree 1,000,000,000%.
Because I just saw an article
just everything. Making them more
it's
fun.
Called, oh,
making
it's ruining more music.
Fun. The fucking post office is going out of business.
Listen.
Women, is it? Women will always find
Kodak
something to bitch about.
Listen. If you go on cheatingspouse.com and somebody knows, like, if you're on a date with somebody, they'll take a photo or whatever. And you go to cheesepals.com and say, you're, and then they.
Apple's listening more
than they
now
fucking
ever.
Instagram the fucking wife or husband.
Well, I
and
know.
Then people are doomed all day
well,
long.
Well, you know what? I
who's
have a question.
Who's out filming who?
I just watched a news article about it.
Well, do you know what? What politicians think they're going to get away with it? Like, John Edwards. I mean, does he really think that he was going to get away with that?
Who's that?
What if
like, I mean, like,
what if John
kidding?
Edwards
like,
wasn't
hello?
Married and he wanted to?
He was running with
order. Order.
You're never going to get away
escorts
with
all day long.
What about Bill Clinton?
Would anybody have a problem with that?
Suck during like, a presidential speech.
What if John? What if?
Don't you miss the days of when our biggest problem
was John
when
Kerry?
The president got
John
his
Edwards.
Dick sucked.
John Edwards. What,
now
if,
it's
what
like,
if he said
horrible every day?
What if he said, "I'm single and I'm so busy with my work that
I'm
I need to order escorts each and every town that I go." But what if?
Well, then that's his own thing.
What would you think about him? What would you think about somebody who's working for America ordering escorts each and every town because he's so busy?
Wait.
And he does a good job.
It's a different.
You would never vote.
Okay, wait.
I want my president relaxed.
Wait, first of all.
Yeah. I want my president to be chill.
I want my president happy, chilled, and relaxed.
No,
and off the button.
First of all. Yeah, you know, it used to be that it was never talked about because you respected the institution of the presidency.
Well, that was used
and,
to be.
No, and you never talked about it. I mean, it was that
dude,
was
the
business.
Fuck
listen,
John Edwards, the
no,
Secret
no, no.
Service.
Let her
dude.
Say.
No,
did
you hear about that?
But
respect
I,
your mother. Pat
no, but what I wanted to say is that, you know, you want somebody who can do the job. And basically it's an A-type personality person who's going to do the best job.
Monica.
And that A-type personality also usually has problems in that department. But what I will say is that if somebody does something like he did and then completely lies about it, I have a problem with
the
you lying about it.
That's
you
true.
Use taxpayer
but
money to cover it.
All in all, say Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Okay, I get your joke.
Bill Clinton.
If he did a good job being a president, which I don't know because I'm not into politics.
Right.
But if he did a good job, who cares if he titty fucked Apple's butt cheeks, sucked Novak's dick, and fucked Jeff? Who cares?
Why
his private life.
Well, you know what?
Oh, and then Shitbird.
Skip right over
lick
me.
His
why
hand.
Were you in the back?
No, because it shows the
you
character of a person.
Dude, fuck those guys.
No,
did you
it
hear
shows
about
the character of
shit?
A person.
But what if
he does a
great
job
every day during 9 to 5?
I understand that. And what I'm saying is that an A-type personality person usually is that type of person who can be president of the United States.
Wait.
And an A-type personality is the type of person who usually has.
Did you hear about the Secret Service motherfuckers in Colombia?
Yes, but usually. But
dude,
those,
that's hilarious.
You just called your mom motherfucker.
Which
that
is like
be?
The best part of this show because everything else has been so horrible.
No, the
so,
Secret Service dudes went down to Colombia and they're secret fucking service. They have to protect the president.
But what I'm
they
saying.
They went out and fucked a bunch of whores like a bunch of frat boys and partied and they left
right.
all the fucking information of where he's going
right.
to be and where he's staying. And
right.
Shit.
Which again.
That wasn't all they left behind.
And all the whores were like, dude, if I wanted to kill the president, I so could have. Because of these dudes, they're Secret
wait,
Service.
Which brings me right, which
ahead.
Brings me right back to women and power that women have, and we don't need to have like some kind of like you
girl
know
power represent.
We could sell this.
Power.
No, we could sell this whole country up the river because some guy needs a date.
Yep.
You're right.
All right. High five that.
But listen.
God
high
bless
five
America.
Ape.
What does
right.
it matter if the president or fucking Tiger Woods or whoever, why did Tiger Woods have to apologize to Nike and shit that he was fucking somebody at Applebee's?
He's still great
behind his wife's back. What
is
him fucking somebody behind his wife's back have anything to do about him being good at golf and being sponsored by Nike?
I agree
why does
that.
He have to apologize to Nike
right.
about his private
okay.
fucking life?
Right. Well, here's a problem that you don't have, okay? The problem is that Tiger Woods was built up to be this holier-than-thou, holy roller, nice guy. He's married to a nice girl. When you,
those are the most shady motherfuckers around town.
Listen, anytime that you're on some giant pedestal, let me tell you
something. If you're a role model,
the media and people are ready to chop you down. And the second that they chop you down, they are right there to pick you and build you back up.
That's why it's good to be a Novak.
Any press is good press.
That is what we do.
If you have nothing to lose, only the sky's the limit, babe.
No, that is what we do as Americans, as people, pretty much.
Think about it.
But I'll tell you what.
If you have Novak's attitude, if you have Novak's attitude and you don't care what people say, I saw Novak French and some dude down at Chitters. Like, fuck yeah, I did.
Thank
it was fucking
God
rat.
You said it.
Then there's no argument. If you're, I don't speak about this. I did not do that. And I apologize if anybody thinks that I did. And then, that's what they want. And then, well, and then they want to catch you. If you just fucking admit it, but then it's like, all right, I still do a good job of what I do. So what's the problem?
The only thing that I would like to say politically is, you know, all you people out here that don't vote and you don't understand and you don't get it. Here, it's a simple equation. When the workers, when the takers outnumber the givers, we're all effed. Okay?
You could say fuck. You could do that.
Well, we are. We're in deep
shit.
Say
the F word.
Fuck.
We are actually
up Schitt's Creek as soon as the people.
No. So you can't say shit on
it. No. I swear.
I'm telling you. When the people who are sitting home collecting their, you know, welfare checks and unemployment checks and everything else, I'm telling you what, when those people outnumber the people who are actually working, this country is going to be history.
That's when it turns into a dog eat dog world.
No, that's
and I'm a pit bull.
Dude, that is what it will. It's going to turn into a communist country. And then you'll all be very sad because this radio show won't be on the air anymore.
I'm a red-nosed brindle, babe. I'll bite some of the dick off.
Novak, we'll throw you to the Ukraine and they can just use you as a migrant worker.
Or I could. Yeah. I gotta be good.
Just send you out naked into a field.
Yeah, and then,
I'll tell you what you really, really want.
It's girl power.
All right, everybody shut up. I'm playing Novak's favorite song.
Show me the We're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Some fuck.
Oh, God.
Some fuck head just booked me a flight from, first of all, Atlantic City to Detroit. I'm like, I am not driving 2 hours to Atlantic
City. It's 4 hours on Friday.
So 4 hours on Friday.
Vince left himself 4 hours.
I say, I want to fly out of Philadelphia because that's where I fly out of.
Right.
So then he goes, okay, I'll do that. Fucking Philadelphia. All right, I got you the flight to Detroit. All right, cool. So when does it leave? It leaves at 2. When do I get in? 7. It takes an hour and a half to get to Detroit. Oh, well, you're stopping in Atlanta. Has anyone ever looked at a fucking map? Has he looked at a map?
Should we ask him?
It's farther to go to Atlanta than the actual Detroit.
Where are you going?
Why would I do that?
Let me ask him. Can I ask
him? That's like flying to fucking Bermuda and then fucking, it's the same thing.
Going to Canada.
Can I ask him?
I'm not doing that.
Let me ask him right now. Can I?
If Chad turns down the music.
Chad, turn the music.
On speakerphone.
Dude, don't make me say one thing because I sent him the email.
Hold on. Just know this. First of all, have you ever looked at a map? Atlanta is so much further than Detroit alone. Why would I stop at fucking Atlanta when I'm going to Detroit?
All right, we're going to do this. Let's do it.
All I know is that you have a flight from Detroit to LA.
We could get to Brazil quicker if we had a direct.
Dude, you know your flight from...
Tell him I don't deal with bullshit like this.
Do you know you have a flight from Detroit to LA on Sunday?
Yeah.
Good.
And that's first class and direct, which is what I prefer.
That's Mother's Day.
Dude, you...
My son got me a card.
Yo, Dave.
Yes, he does.
You're on Sirius 41 Fuck Off. We have a question here.
What's that?
We have a question.
Oh, what's up?
Why is the people that are promoting this thing penny-pinching so bad that we're flying from here to Atlanta, which is way past Detroit, and then we're backpedaling back to Detroit?
It's not past anything. It's the wrong way.
Well, it's the wrong way. It's not even past. It's the wrong way. And then we could simply just catch a direct flight.
Because the direct flight sort of costs like $3,000. The whole event's only for $4,000.
You're getting banned.
What flight costs $3,000 to Detroit? I'm going to look right now.
All right, we're going to look right now. You're on air. We're going to look. From Philly to Detroit costs $3,000?
Has he ever looked at the United States before?
He told me each flight was going to be almost $1,500.
Ask him if he looked at the United States.
Have you ever seen the United States?
Yes.
Well, Atlanta's the wrong fucking way.
Atlanta's the opposite way. It's like going north when you're trying to get south, dipshit. I'm just saying.
I understand that, but I told you the quickest layover as it was.
Well, Atlanta?
The only reason is because flying, I mean, it would have cost $3,000 the most total to fly you guys direct from Philly.
Sounds like Flying J. We ain't Flying J.
All right, you have pulled up yet?
I haven't.
Hold on, we're looking at it now. We're going to see if a flight...
There's no way it's $3,000 to get to
Detroit.
From Philly
to Detroit cannot be $3,000 for two flights.
That's what he told me. It was almost $3,000. It was like $1,200 or $1,300 each flight.
He's a penny-pinching dipshit, man. He wants to pocket as much as possible.
But he's not making much on it. This show has to sell out for it to even clear all your guys' expenses.
He's from Chicago, right?
He's from Dave's from Chicago.
Well, would he like to go to Vancouver first if he wants to come to see me in Philly?
If you wanted to go to see Bam in Philly, would you like to go to Vancouver first?
No.
I don't want to go to Atlanta.
Well, Bam doesn't want to go to Atlanta.
Are you guys seriously pissed or are you just fucking with me?
Well, both. We're on the radio, so both.
I
am medium mad about it,
he's
big time.
He's medium pissed. I medium think we can have fun because we can get drunk the whole way, but he's pissed.
No, I'm
sorry. I'll make sure all the flights from now on are direct.
Well, are you going to suck his dick then, gay wad?
All right, you little two-hour fucking queer paying homo. Your boyfriend doesn't fuck you, so when I get there, will you at least make my dick come? For this?
I broke up with him, dude. He called my mom a fucking cunt. I broke up with him instantly.
That's what faggots do. So will you at least suck my dick when I get there? And I'll return the favor?
I'm like, good, you're done. Get the fuck out of my face.
Okay, but will you make me come?
Of course.
You swear? Will you swear?
I'll instantly make you guys happy.
Alright. I don't know.
Tell him we're calling him back with the flight info.
We're calling you back with the flight info.
Alright.
What's up?
We're calling you back with the flight info.
Okay, I'm gonna look too.
All right, see you, worthless person. All right, now we're back to Radio 41. Fuck off.
All right, Detroit. Hold on. Hold I'm on. Looking it up right
now. I'm curious to see this myself.
Just go on
he says $3,000.
Just go on kayak.
That would
be doing.
We should do that.
Novak tells the same story.
We're in the middle of a radio
over
show.
And over
yeah,
again.
Well, this is more important. Okay.
Looking up a flight?
$900. Well, that's kind of a lot, but it's not $3,000, man.
Is it
times
straight?
Times two is only 18.
Is it direct?
Maybe with tax and tax.
And it's direct.
Two is 18. Nine all plus right. nine.
Straight
is
to
18.
Detroit, dude.
Well, he's not going to buy a third ticket.
No, it's only two tickets.
No. This will be a third if he buys another one.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he already
You know what? I'll probably just suck it up and do it.
Just suck it up and do it and be done.
We'll just
with it.
Get loaded the whole way.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that means we won't make it, idiot.
That'll be funny.
No,
it'll be a great story.
No, it's no great story. It's the same old rerun. I turned this radio show on. It's the same old thing. Oh, babe. Oh, guess what? Guess who I was with? It's the same old story.
I don't
you
know.
You did something disgusting.
Nope. I used to talk about sex all the
I'm
time.
Like, click.
Why is it that much to get to fucking Detroit?
Now that I'm in love, I don't talk about sex stories anymore.
You just did.
With her. Not with random strangers.
Oh, well, is it a big difference? It's still...
I'll tell you some sex love stories.
Let's hear
no, thanks.
You know, let me...
One
talk.
Time, Novak was in jail.
Oh, can't wait to hear
come
that.
Come on, let's hear something.
Then I went
bad.
To visit Apple.
Your son fucked my girlfriend. Let me
it's
tell
such
you,
a lie. I'm just
let,
kidding.
Let me tell you a sex story.
Can't wait to talk about
night,
something else.
Me, your son...
No, but what if you were in jail for a year... And I guarantee that she didn't do anything with anybody.
Did,
and
but
you should be hugging her upside down, buying her flowers from Mother's Day, even
that
she's not one.
I do that.
You should just do it anyway.
I do it. And the thing is
this was last week's show.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it is. You were talking about Apple last week.
And I talk about it every week. Cause
I know,
love
but
love
I mean,
it.
No,
we
no,
talk
no.
about what happens,
no,
bitch.
I know. Now
bitch,
I'm a bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch.
I don't
know.
Is this
don't
a Mother's Day show? I'm leaving.
He said it. Happy Mother's Day.
That's this radio show. Every
I
week I talk about what happened that
no,
week.
No, it's usually Novak and the same story.
Well, that's because I'm around him.
It's like Groundhog Day. Is this a rerun or is this the same one?
All right, let's hear some hot stories about you.
No, thanks.
Why did you fuck last?
Oh, shut up.
See, you're boring.
That.
Try to have a radio April. It'll
well,
suck.
There are other things. There are other things to talk about. Other than
if
that.
It was your show, what would you start off with?
I don't know. I didn't give it any thought.
I bought these peony flowers and then I painted the whole room canary yellow. And you know what? My buddy Seal came over and she said it looks great.
I don't have any canary yellow rooms.
Oh, and then I got this piece of furniture, huh? At an auction, Wilson's auction, and it was only $10. Guess what? I sold it for $300 because I painted the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's like 95,000 reality shows on TV like that right now.
I've never said that.
The only person that would be listening is a gay Martha Stewart.
or fucking Cher's son.
What's or Cher's son.
What's his name?
Mask.
That transvestite.
Yeah.
The Mask.
He doesn't know what the fuck he wants to be, dude. He's confused.
His name's Mask.
You think I'm fucked? Take a look at Chaz, whatever his name is. Chaz Idiot.
Good story, Brandon.
Great story, Brandon.
Great story. Don't say that shit about Chad. He's sitting right over there, dude.
Yeah, that me, man.
Sick. Let's hear a story about you.
What are you looking at?
Quiet. He can hear you.
Yeah, Chad. We haven't heard anything.
Oh, even April agrees.
I'm not the voice of reason tonight. Ape is.
I am not the voice of reason, that's for sure.
Ape's here. Ape's here.
Is it one way?
Maybe he booked it.
He probably might have.
What are you doing for your mother, Novak?
I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to go visit her next Sunday.
I'm going to be out of town.
You're always out of town.
I'm out of town, Brown. That's my nickname. Sorry, Dave. I'm busy.
We'll worry about that later.
Good.
All right, where do we go from here?
You going to play a song?
No, it's not round trip. It's one way.
We got plenty of show. It's actually an hour.
All right, well, let me play a song.
Yeah,
right.
Say goodbye. It's been a good show.
Hold on.
Let's all say goodbye.
No, so play something for moms. Like, your mama.
Play something for Mother. Bam, play something for Mother's Day.
Shut your mouth.
All my friends are dead.
Yeah, something like that.
I do like,
he's got one.
Mother, do you think they'll drop
the ball? $400 to L.A., but it's $1,000 to Detroit.
Because that's
maybe
how the
there's
fucking
no engines.
Airlines
that's
work.
Stupid.
See?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, the last three flights that I flew with U.S. Air all sucked. There was plane problems. I know more about their planes than I want to know. Yeah. I know about tail problems, engine problems. There's no this
I know
stuff.
About tail
I mean,
problems.
Yeah, we know. We know you know.
Yeah, I got some tail
no,
problems.
I'm not even
too.
Kidding. The past three U.S. Air flights, 8 hours at least in the Ew, hey, that is so disgusting.
That's the best one.
You know they're lying when they want to de-ice the plane. No. You're in fucking Florida.
Man, play a song.
Seriously, 8 hours in the terminal.
Oh, man, why you got to be Lugan or all
I don't have any songs ready.
Did I pass you today on your motorcycle?
Louis cut all his hair off.
Call 1-800-LEMON-LIE. Hey, let's talk about Lawrence's piece of shit bike that he bought.
It's Louis's birthday.
He looks good. It is?
Yeah, it was 2 days ago.
Happy birthday, Louis. Dude.
Louis, how old are you? 28?
26.
26?
I can't breathe.
That's young, dude. Oh my God.
Louis, I think you can't breathe.
Louis, were you on Don't Work That Road?
Thank you, dude.
You were pulling out of...
Hey,
I know.
Bang.
Well, I didn't want to run you off the road.
I'm like, Louis, happy birthday. Let me give you a little tip. Blade likes it when you look behind her ear, and he got so mad.
Oh, Blade, just close your ears. It's like a it's a Mother's Day special that you want to kill yourself over.
We're having a Motherfucker's Day special.
Yeah, you look like Woody the Woodpecker. Doesn't he look like Woody the Woodpecker?
With his new haircut?
He looks like Woody the Woodpecker.
Nah, it looks good. I like it. Yeah, my shit's
he looks like.
Doesn't he like Woody Woodpecker?
He looks like if River Phoenix fucked the Dashboard Confessional singer and then had a kid, it would be Louie.
Way to go, Lawrence.
Come on, man. It's his birthday.
No, Zach, you look like the Grim Reaper.
That's even cooler than fucking Woody Woodpecker, if you ask me.
As soon as your hair cut.
Don't you know it's not safe to wear a hoodie? People are shooting people with hoodies.
Yeah. All right, I got something.
If you wear a hoodie. No, well, you look really. Like an American flag.
Hey, the show's over. Say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Happy Mother's Day to all your mothers who are put up with your kids.
Nikki's panties.
Ow! Yeah!
Why are you sniffing her panties, you sicko?
Hey,
like
fucking lesbian.
You're a lesbian.
I don't want Phil's pants on my head either.
You're a lesbian. I just watched you sniff Nikki's panties. You lesbo.
You're
just kidding.
A sicko.
What did it hang on? Which one did it stick?
Her nose. Because it hung on her nose.
Look how tiny they are. Phil's panties you could have a whole party in.
Ew. Ew. I never want to picture that again.
He just got a mental. Bane just got a mental picture of that. I saw in his face. He was so pissed off.
Ew,
well, anyway, thank you for my card. I appreciate it.
Oh, go suck it.
I'll put it up for the next 10 years.
Yes, happy fucking Mother's Day, mothers.
You can't suck a card.
Shippers. Go fuck another man.
Remember when you were here singing and everybody's
anyway,
rapping
happy,
on the birthday?
Happy Mother's Day to all you people who put up with the same stuff I do.
12:40 each ticket. 41 facts. Fuck off. Don't listen no more.
Louis, you're rapping in this freestyle. You guys did this on my birthday in this radio room.
Turn that shit up.
Dennis, Louis, production. Shippers. Bam.
Up lunch, you motherfuckers. Pass up lunch, you say. Co-chair, I don't get down, I just get fly. Damn, I get real bad, bad fly. I'm a real bad boy. I'm a real bad. I don't get down, I just get fly. And I like to get around, but I like my girlfriend. I like a lot of, yeah, I like to get down. I like to drink beer, cut.
Pass the joint, you motherfucker. Pass the joint to me. Pass the joint, you motherfucker.
Over there, cause I'm in a seizure. Cause every single day in the blunt I'm smoking on sativa. Over there with the indigo glow, it's in the air I blow. Yo, which dro? Hydroponics. Over there, it's white boy, I'm a wigger and I'm speaking with a bonics. Piffed up and I don't give a fuck a shit what. Over there trying to get my dick sucked cause
pass the joint, you motherfucker.
Are passing. Thanks for sticking around. The crew's in the room when he feeling like we lost and found. We kick it all the time, and when the rhyme ends, we'll be back in a couple seconds to all my friends. Bad Boy Nonchalant.
Radio Band.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday.
airport.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later. Mm-hmm.